tell Coach Pratt we didn't do any kind of crazy questions, or unless he's like there.
I'm listening.
Oh. Hey, Prep Rally, we're here back with another podcast. In studio with us, we have Quentin Lavallee, well, on Zoom. But Quentin, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Definitely a little tired. We just had our morning workouts, but I'm ready.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. Quentin is from Bentonville West football team. And Quentin, I'm going to ask you a few simple questions just about your season so far. But something that I'm curious about is you guys 2024 season, you were a sophomore then, and y'all went 4-8 overall, and then last year you guys went 8-4, and then this year you guys are already 2-0, beating Greenwood, I believe, for the first time, right?
Oh yeah,
and so I'm just kind of curious, like, what can you say like improved throughout the program to get to this point now?
Something I'd say that improved was just like, because like in that first game that we lost against Greenwood pretty bad, we had maybe like eight or so like sophomores playing. And I think just as the years went on, we like that sophomore group has seen like varsity plays and things like that. So the game has slowed down a lot. Like I remember that first sophomore game, the game was so fast, but now it's slowed down a lot. And I think we've all came into collective and like really honed in on it.
Yeah, well, I will say I was looking up the scores before this, and I think it was like 70-35. So last year when we watched you guys like for the first time against Greenwood at Greenwood, we were just kind of like, dang, this is a really impressive Bentonville West team. I mean, you guys were so close to winning that game, and then this year you guys won it. So that was pretty impressive just from the jump.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Well, you are captain this year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So what can you say about this team specifically that's different from the ones in the past?
Something I would say about this team is like really just everyone's connected more. Like I could go up to anyone, we can have like a good conversation, but like my sophomore year, I'd feel like I couldn't go up to anyone and just like have a good conversation without them like kind of like being like, yo, you're a sophomore. But I think we're just more of a family this year, and like the brotherhood's really there.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you guys have improved a lot over the last 2 years. So what can you really say about Coach Pratt's coaching and just your other coaches kind of honestly, in a way, like shifting the program a bit in the last 2 years to get y'all here?
Yeah, I mean, each year they really harp on just setting a new standard, and like this is our motto this year, is like being the first. Like we're the first to beat Greenwood, and now we're about to be the first to be 3-0. It's like we got to be the first to do like everything. So I think just them like really pushing us and never like trying to set a new standard every year has really helped us.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've been kind of telling everybody this, but you guys are kind of like the, you know, quiet sleepers. Like you guys are kind of like sneaking up on everyone in this conference. And I don't think anyone expected it until, you know, really last year. So what can you really say with kind of all the buzz of like, hey, we could be in that conversation to win state?
I mean, yeah, like we definitely deserve it. Like we've been working hard, even harder than like everyone else. I mean, like you saw, like we started like 4-8, like my sophomore year, and it's gotten better and better. I mean, we should be a team that when you see us on the schedule, it's definitely gonna be a tough game for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, when people see Bentonville West play for the first time, I mean, what's something that I feel like everyone kind of underestimates about y'all?
Definitely like our, like we're heavy hitters. Like our defense, we got some dogs on there. Even like in our twos, like we have depth that anyone can play at. And then our offense, we have like big linemen, we have really skilled wide receivers, great running back. I mean, like ever on the field, we have someone that is like a dog, and that's what I really like.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, kind of how have you handled the noise of, you know, you weren't very good your sophomore year, kind of struggled, and then to now where people are like, hey, I didn't know y'all were that good. I mean, how do you kind of handle that when people say that?
Well, we call that rat poison. We try to avoid that. We try to stay in our own lane. We don't listen to, like, the outside noise. I think that's really helping us because, like, people are saying, like, oh, like, Greenwood, like, we would lost to them. Like, we lost to them bad. But we just kept that out of our ears, and you see what happened. So I think we just focus in on ourselves, and that's what really helps.
I mean, I'm impressed by y'all. Y'all are coming up the scenes. I mean, like, we had a VJ and Sutton last week at our luncheon. And did you see the video on that? Yeah, pretty iconic.
It was awesome.
Thank you. Well, that's the type of reel that you'd maybe have to do if you don't answer these next questions truthfully.
Oh, no. I'm definitely answering these truthfully then.
Yeah. So we're about to get into a segment called Win or Fumble. So, okay. With that being said, you either win the game by answering truthfully or you fumble and you have to do a reel like VJ did.
Okay. I don't know if I want to do that. So.
Which I don't think his was that bad. It was pretty good.
No, his was good. I liked it.
Yeah. You should have seen him at first, though. His mom was, like, to the side, and she was like, oh, my gosh, this is great. And he was like, I can't do this. Southern Loft believes that your home should reflect your unique personality. That's why they offer a wide variety of stylish furniture pieces that are perfect for any taste. Whether you're looking for a new sofa for your living room or a sleek dining table for your kitchen, they have just what you need. So when you're looking for that piece of furniture that reflects you, Southern Loft at 3155 North College Avenue in Fayetteville, or call 479-856-6100. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. After all, West knows pests best. Okay. Are you ready to answer truthfully?
I'm ready.
Okay. Some of these are kind of a mix of like college football questions too.
Okay.
College coaches, I would say now, kind of blame the NIL. Fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. While coaches in the past have won games based on culture. Shout out Notre Dame. Do you think a bigger NIL budget actually gives a winning advantage or does culture?
I would say, at least like now, like, kids just really want like the money and stuff. So I really think like a higher like NIL would be like kind of where teens would go. But like also culture, like there's still people that really harp on the culture. Like you see people like stay in like D2s and like smaller D1s just because of the culture that they built there. So, I mean, it's really just based on the person, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's hard because like my favorite team, Notre Dame, they have both. They got the culture and they got the money.
Oh yeah. I mean, best of both worlds right there. That's when you get people going.
Yeah. But I want to say people win on culture. At least the wins were more impressive back then because of it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. College football is kind of like the NFL's like minor league in a way. So is the traditional college football experience dead? Question mark.
I don't know. I love college football way more because like you're seeing those guys like working towards something. Like NFL, like they already made it. They're getting the money. Like they're good, but college football, they're still working towards like something big. So I really love watching that because they're really fighting for something.
Well, that's what I meant. Like the NFL, like college football is kind of like the NFL's minor league in the sense that they get paid now, you know? And so that's why. Yeah. And so you think the traditions is still alive in college football?
Oh yeah, for sure. I still think so.
Okay. I've heard mixed opinions on that one. So.
Ooh.
Okay. The 1980s and 90s, I would say like had some prominent performances for football. And because of that, do you think that was hugely just nostalgic or were they actually better?
I mean, we got talent now. I think they're more like physical probably, but like nowadays we have like speed and stuff. I don't know if they had it back then.
What? I disagree with you on that. What the heck?
I'm answering truthfully here.
Yeah, you're right. I just love to argue.
I know. You're good.
I mean, okay. I mean, at the same time, I've never played a down of football in my life. So, I mean, your opinion is probably better than mine.
I have, I've only played high school football, so
no
I
way.
Know how it looks on the field, but I know what it looks like on TV.
Wait, back the truck up. You've only played high school football?
Oh, no, like I played junior high, like a little bit of like peewee ball, but.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, that was bad choice of words right there.
I was about to be like, dang, you're one of a kind talent just in high school. That's impressive.
Oh, no.
This one, I feel like maybe a challenging question for you to answer, but does your generation of young athletes care more about their social media following and persona than winning games?
I mean, like me personally, I could care like less about the followers. Like I really like the game, but mm-hmm. I mean, I won't name any names, but like there's definitely some people that are definitely on there for like the likes and follows, but yeah. I won't get too much into that one.
Hey, that's only a semi-truthful right there. Mm. I'm just, you can say as a whole, like in college ball, you don't have to be like people you know.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, definitely you can see like people just, like people do like day in the lives or whatever, like
mm-hmm.
that's when it kind of gets into like the social media. But I definitely still think there's like a lot of people that are just kind of focusing on the game.
I mean, I'm just going to out him on here. I would say, like, I'm not going to say, like, school or who it was, but we were filming with the team, and I wanted them to do a reel, and he asked me, he goes, am I getting paid for this? I said, in life experience. I said,
yeah, this is.
Yeah, I was like, the audacity to ask me that.
yeah, that's kind of weird, but
yeah,
I mean, yeah, this is like a good, like this is my like first, like type of like first year doing like interviews. I'm definitely like learning a lot. So I feel like that's a great payment right there.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say it's life experience. No one's going to pay you as a senior. So, so you may not have, but I definitely have met an athlete or two about that.
Oh, oh yeah. Now, like I've definitely had a couple people.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? That was a good enough answer. Good job.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ooh, this one's kind of controversial, but I think it's important. Okay. Are fans allowed to boo their own team, or does that make them toxic?
I mean, I for sure think it makes it like toxic. Like I'll be like, we experienced that my sophomore year, like when we were like 4-8, like the noise of people like in school, like y'all aren't good or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just like when we started winning, I wouldn't want to, and they started like, oh, you guys are great or whatever. I didn't want to like associate myself with them. Cause like last year, you know, where were you guys at when we were like 4-8, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, I see that. I think you want to hear my take on it.
Yeah, I did.
I say this is something my dad always said. You know, you never, well, this was at the time. He would be like, you never boo, like, you know, college kids. And I was like, why? And he goes, because they're not getting paid. He goes, you can boo professionals as much as you want because they're getting paid to suck if they do.
Yeah,
so the whole rule is like, you know, if they're not getting paid, like cheer them on, you know? But now college football players are getting paid, so I boo sometimes at games.
Oh no, yeah, for sure.
So I would,
that's understandable.
Yeah, I would say if they're getting paid to put out a product, like, you know, you paid for this athlete to do a certain thing, like NIL and all this stuff, then yeah, if a defense as a whole sucks and you know that they're, that defense costs $2 million, yeah, I'm booing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that changed my opinion a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not to y'all. Obviously, like, if nobody's getting paid and this is high school football, like, I'm cheering all the way and, like, y'all are going to learn as you go. Like, but, you know, professional athletes like the Cowboys, let's boo them all day.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're getting paid these massive contracts. I'm going to boo.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ooh. I don't know. This, I feel like this is also like an iffy question. Okay, final question. Is it better to be a bench warmer for a championship team or a star player on the worst team in the league?
Oh, I would have to say star player.
Really?
Because, like, yes, I can't be, like, I experienced, like, that last game, like, being on the sideline, I was like, I can't be a bench player. I got to be out there. I got to help my team. So, I mean, it'd be great to get all the glory for winning all the games. But, I mean, if I'm a star player, I'm doing my job, you know?
Wait, that's not how, because, like, I mean, everyone wants to win, like, state or the national championship. Like, I mean, I don't know. Okay. I thought that was going to go the other way.
I know. I have to be playing. I have to.
Okay. Would you say, like, most people would want to just be the star on the worst team versus not playing on a championship team?
I don't know, like, I feel like most people like the wins. Like, it's definitely good to, like, be winning, but I think it really builds, like, your character if you're, like, staying on a team and trying to help them win every game.
Okay, that's a different take on that. Maybe because I don't play football, I was like, yeah, put me on the championship team. What am I going to contribute? Like, give me the ring. Give me the trophy. Like, I'll be on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah.
But also, too, I think I would be, like, the long snapper or the kicker. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Quinn, thanks for joining us on the show today. And
we hope
you all get another win. Make it 3-0.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Prep Rally Sports is your home for everything high school sports in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. Make sure to follow our newsletter, and you can follow us along on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram at Prep Rally Sports. And make sure you also watch our road trip series on YouTube, where we cover some of the best athletes and teams in the state. And for all the latest sports coverage, you can follow along on nwaonline.com or the River Valley Democrat Gazette.com. We'll see you guys next time.